The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Secular Brothers Podcast on another, it's an uneventful Monday.
Uneventful Monday.
Banks are collapsing. Donald Trump may be arrested and...
It's March 20th, the year of our Lord.
It was spring break last week.
Spring break for people last week. Spring break for some people this week.
For us, it was spring
break. For you northerners, they could get it in like mid-April. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I was down in the mecca of spring break on the Gulf Coast in the Panhandle, Florida.
If you're in the Rocky Mountains.
You were in the Rocky Mountains with all the liberals. I was on MTV Spring Break 1993. It was awesome, and I had a great time.
Did you get any airbrushed?
I didn't get any airbrush, honestly, because those stores and stuff were just so busy. The lines were just out. We went to a – we'll get to this. We went to a – I guess you call it a zoo. And
it's a Panama City-style zoo.
Animal – they call it Zoo World. And I've been going there – we've gone there since we were babies – but we'll get to that experience. If you pay enough, you can do whatever you want at Zoo World. But we'll talk about that. But yeah, it's an uneventful day. I don't know if you've heard about it. Donald Trump over the weekend, President Donald Trump, the last president, said, he had a bit of a prognostication like the groundhog and said, I'll be arrested within
tomorrow.
When you're hearing this, who knows? I mean, you could be hearing this next
Tuesday
week.
Of this week.
Yeah, it was very specific. And then the DAs, whatever, came out and said, ho, we haven't said anything to him. So
yes,
then it started,
we know that they brought in the Secret Service, so he had some warning.
We talked about this last week. They were going to ask him to do another
interview. 2 weeks ago, they asked him to appear. And usually, that's it. When you're the target, they have to give you the opportunity to appear. Most of the time, the targets say no. He said no.
And you respond. Oh, he did. And so, because technically, then you're at this point responding to all the claims.
You don't go before the grand jury, but you can. Yeah. So you... But in New York, what we're all finding out is all these grand jury laws are different in every state because it's not a federal case. It's a state case, and it's local. It's a DA in Manhattan. Is in New York, you can have other people come and testify on your behalf. So today, as we speak right now, live.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
He has a former attorney no one's ever heard of. It's not a big – he's not a big name media-wise, which is fine, who's going in to testify that all you've heard is a lie and there's no crime here. So there is an opportunity – this grand jury at the last minute says, you know what? Between the guy who's been convicted of lying and the guy who's never been convicted of lying, let's go with that guy, and this is done.
Yeah. So we'll know. Now, will we – if something doesn't happen in the next 48 hours, that doesn't mean it won't happen.
Until you know that grand jury has been disbanded, right. And this has been going on for years.
Yeah, so who knows? And, of course, it happens. As you sent me a link last night that YouTube decides to –
it's an interesting tie that's happening because we talk about a lot of that on here, the de-throttling where we're very promotive Rumble and those places where you know you're going to be able to talk about what you want to talk about. They're not going to take it down. They're not going to block people from going –
it's a free speech zone.
And after Donald Trump, President Trump, put out his statements – he hasn't put out a lot of these statements recently. This is new. This is – kind of a return to the old, to the all caps, as I like to call it. Which, you know, if it's all caps, it's not his press secretary.
You were a little too excited about that last night. You're like, all caps! All caps!
Well, it's interesting to see again because it's been a long time.
But it's only on Truth, right?
Yeah, he wrote on Facebook, I'm back.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, after he made the statement to protest, which was the reason he was banned.
The statement saying, if I get arrested, a call to protest.
Yeah. And by the way, that's totally legal. Protesting is an American.
Yeah. It feels it's a little concerning just based on the track record.
No, the track record is anybody can get up and say protest. You're not responsible for everything that happens.
Sure.
But YouTube then unbans him the day that he does the thing that they banned him for.
Yeah, exactly. Banned specifically for what the
calling for
the,
people to
the events
together.
Of January 6th.
Yeah.
And then you have a 2-year suspension from Google, essentially, which is YouTube. Now, this already does have to come
after
Twitter and Facebook.
The largest bank in their whole world of YouTubes and Facebooks and where they all had their money failed. Suddenly, you know how we can get our money back?
Yeah, cash cow.
Just put Donald Trump back and let him go bring 8 million more.
I mean, it's true. Whether you love him or hate him, we've all known that it's ratings.
I mean, CNN's horrible numbers were double what they were now.
Right.
Fox News' great numbers were double also.
Right. It drives the numbers. Now, some of that is just the
Trump. So even the successful media does 2 times better under Trump. Yeah. Because he's interesting.
Yeah, it's a much more entertaining bit to watch. Like, I watched I'll occasionally see a clip of a speech, and some of it's crazy and wild and offensive.
You haven't seen a lot of it.
And then sometimes it's hysterical, and it is what it is. And then you actually had Ron DeSantis and some of these others, like you said, all of a sudden have to make announcements.
So this happened starting on Saturday night.
People start saying, publicly say how you feel on this situation.
So you saw Kevin McCarthy, Elise Stefanik,
Ted Cruz.
The House, Ted Cruz this morning or last night.
He teased, I'm going to be on the bin and talk about it.
Yeah, he's his podcast, but he called out the DA. And then DeSantis, the first thing he did this morning, at whatever event he was, unrelated.
Sure what that was.
But his first thing he did was to attack the DA. Now, he did take some pot shots at Trump.
Yep.
I didn't get into this much on radio, but I think it's good for the podcast. Because we try, radio's a little more family friendly, and you got kids listening, and it's live.
Yeah.
DeSantis, in his statement, if you could pull it up, made the comment, I don't know if we have the sound on it.
I think we do.
I'm not getting in with porn stars.
Yeah, why don't we just play it?
Because this is not getting played as much in the media either.
No.
The second part of his statement. He did attack the DA and say this is wrong, this is political circus. So he made the statement to say this is bad.
Yeah.
But he did take a pot shot at a potential political rival.
Let's hear it. Play fair.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong.
So he's like, who cares about the morals of this? Morals aren't how you decide all law.
But let me remind you of why this is happening.
Yes. So what he now has to make sure of, make sure your house is clean.
Yeah, I know. I did think the same thing.
This opened you up.
I know. I don't like this. And no one's perfect. People make mistakes. Right. I'm willing to – I think we've actually moved in society. Even in
Donald Trump moved us away from the fact that you don't have to be
– I wouldn't even
Jesus
say that.
Christ to be elected, because none of these guys have been.
I think Christian conservatives have moved into a place of – even not even conservatives. I'd say Christians have moved to a place of, I don't know, like forgiveness and things. Now, not that Donald Trump has asked for an apology. Not that he said he was sorry. He doesn't really do that. But people have become a bit more accepting of that we're all flawed humans and stuff goes wrong in your life.
Let's be honest with all of these guys.
Yeah, when you start making those statements, as you said, you better make sure that
Your house is in order.
You're squeaky clean. And look, I like Ron DeSantis a lot.
And his house probably is.
He's
smart. He's probably not going to say that if he thought – because, listen, the first thing you do if you're the opponent and you hear that is I'm going to deep dive into this guy and everything he did in college.
And some of that has – though I don't think any of it came up to be
up
true.
Was that fake?
Trump reposted some things that were just really – what they looked like were
– college photos.
College photos where you just
– at a bar.
Everybody has, especially if you're not Trump. You're not 80. And I mean that in the honest way. I mean,
still pre-social media. They're still like grainy.
Well, I don't know if it's pre-social media. It's just like right at the edge. It's like early days. I mean, he's not any older than us.
No, but Facebook did not exist while I was in college.
It didn't?
No.
No, see, like it did when I was in college.
After I graduated, I could get on Facebook because I had a college email still.
See, like,
my college got in.
If you're,
I was still in that phase.
Yeah.
So when GW got allowed into the Facebook, you know, that's how they did it first. You had to have a .edu. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I couldn't get on for a long time.
I could get in because of that, but I was already graduate.
So Ron DeSantis is 44 years old, so he's a little older than us. So
2 years.
So maybe it's not, but it's definitely in that era of digital cameras. Let's just say that.
Digital cameras, yeah. It exists.
But that was pretty laughed off pretty quick because it was pretty ridiculous.
Okay, yeah.
I think that, look, I guess the conversation's happening now. I think people will get burnt out pretty quickly on the DeSantis versus Trump if they're not careful. I do think he did have to make a statement because everyone.
You can't ignore it.
You can't ignore it. And
it's
I think
the biggest,
most people.
Or second biggest.
Most people look at this and go, this is, of all the things, this is the one that you're going to try to get him on.
Right.
I don't know. I have very mixed feelings on all of it. I have mixed feelings around DeSantis saying what he said. Like, I say that
because, like I said, we did not play that our secular broadcast because we know it's live and we're on Christian radio as well as conservative.
Yeah.
People aren't, like on this, we know people are choosing to
come. You're choosing to listen to it.
So, you know what we talk about. We're not obscene, but I know that you've chosen to be here.
Yeah. And Ron DeSantis is.
I'm not worried about your kid in the car. So
kind
much.
Of positioning himself as this sort of.
He's a tough guy, too.
Tough guy, but a more morally centered
which
Christian.
I don't know that much about that part of his life. Honestly, I always saw him more, not saying he's not that, but in Washington, he was more of the former military,
Navy SEAL.
Not a wealthy background.
Grassroots,
to get into.
Ivy League, Navy SEAL.
Right.
I mean, all of those things are enough.
Was it Navy SEAL?
I think so. Did I make that up?
That's I don't. Navy SEAL is big. Is it?
Okay, maybe it wasn't a Navy SEAL. It was not a Navy SEAL. Well, yeah. Well, oh no. Okay, this is where I got my facts. He's not a Navy SEAL. He joined the United States Navy in 2004. Was promoted to lieutenant before serving as a legal advisor to the SEAL team.
Okay,
so kind of on the edge of being a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah,
I'm not sure what the clap. No, it's. I mean, yes, it says branch Navy SEALs. So I don't know how that works.
I don't. I'm not exactly either. I'm not. First of all, he served our country. Yeah. He did all the things.
Went to Iraq.
Yeah. He did all the things to be in this position at 40.
44.
Which is very young to be in.
Yeah. I'm impressed
but
by him.
We're entering political season because he issued the statement.
This is the first time, really, I feel like that is a shot. That's a taking a shot very directly.
But I'm not telling you what side to be on.
No, it's just
interesting to me because this was like the official launch of 20. This was the campaign launch.
Yeah, you know what? It's also the official launch of spring today. But you know what? It's freezing outside here in the Nashville area. 31 degrees.
I was thinking that's going to be at least the 50s.
I know.
I'll take, but no.
I left the beach thinking, okay. I mean, I'm not
feels
that colder far away
here than the belts.
Absolutely, because the cold weather somehow is still here. Sicknesses is going around. Viruses taking hold of your household. But that's why you got to call our friends at Centurion. You don't have to call them, but you know, call on them. Centurion Labs. Go to centurionlabs.com/bros. Use that promo code bros. You're going to get 20% off your first bottle order. I use Defender Immunity. There are plenty of options on there. Defender Immunity PM. You got Ninja Cough. You got so many great products. You got prenatal stuff on there. If you're looking for different things, number one, also Made in America. You know where it's coming from. Guys are from Alabama, Christian conservative guys. They support this show, support our values, but also they're going to help you strengthen your immune system and all that goodness with their with all their great products. Again, they've been around 15 years.
Might as well spend your money right now because it's not going to be
okay. Well, I don't know if that's the best way to
like by
do
next
ad
week
read.
It might not be worth anything. The whole idea of the paper money is that you believe in the paper money.
Yeah. So
Russia and China.
Good to throw that in an ad read there, Jordan. Thank you. And go to. This is really a different company that promotes us for that. CenturionLabs.com/bros. Use that promo code bros. All right. Well,
I think it's the beginning of the campaign season.
Yeah. I mean, that felt like it. That was the first, because really DeSantis has not even addressed every time Trump has made a pretty aggressive push at him. He's made like he's almost kind of bobbed and weaved around it. Made a little bit of a, not even a jab, just a.
Not even a jab. This was
sort
the
of
first
a dodge.
Jab.
This was just saying, remember why this is happening. And if you may not agree, and I don't agree with what he said, that it's happening to him justly, but remember why it's happening.
Right. Why is he in this position?
Right. And he's in this position because of what you'd consider a moral failure.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But he denies.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to say that's what that's the...
That's the interesting part about DeSantis, too, is he did leave out the fact that Donald Trump has said the entire time this was extortion.
Yeah. We'll see. I still don't know why.
I don't know if people care. I actually think hearing porn four times is off-putting.
It is off-putting.
For Ron DeSantis, because you know what? He was above that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another way to say it.
And this is how Donald Trump gets everyone. What's the first rule of fights? How do you get someone at your level? How do you even the fight? First, you have to go and support them, which he did. Then they try to take a shot at you, and now you've opened yourself up to every moral question.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that should not be.
I
liked where we were in politics. Actually, I was like, maybe this was good that Donald Trump did this, because then we can like stop nitpicking everybody's personal
life. Being a moral
life.
Police. Yeah.
And if they're a good politician, and they're a good government representative.
Good for your country.
That's how you judge them.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to like anybody's personal life.
Yeah.
If you showed a camera of anybody 24/7, it's not good. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's different layers.
I mean, but at some point, you're going to be off put by something.
Yeah. Well, DeSantis, we know, it has an attitude.
He's not that dissimilar in the way he addresses the media. He's a tough guy.
Yeah. I'm trying to say, where was he speaking, though? Do we even know? We don't even know. He was in Panama City speaking somewhere.
Probably unrelated, I'm guessing.
Yeah. He had a whole... But he's been touring the world, touring the country. And yes. Aren't they going after him for that, too, saying that that's like...
Tried to say he was illegally campaigning.
And that's kind of Trump going after him.
Yeah. Oh, Trump has been going... So there's the thing. Trump's been baiting him. He finally got him.
Yeah.
Whether or not it works on which side, we don't know yet. Donald Trump's not invincible. We know that from 2020. He can't be beaten.
Yeah.
Whether you believe he was legitimately beaten or not, he's not in the White House right now.
Yes. At the end of the day, he left.
Right.
I'm trying to see if I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where DeSantis is. He can be wherever he is.
They have a lot of the same staff, too. I will say a lot of people have shifted in that world because of Florida. And
yeah, I think that's true for politics in general. You run into the
same.
Well,
there was a group that had totally left
20 people.
There was a group that's left both of them.
Yeah.
There's the Chris Sununu world. Yeah, you know, he's the moderate.
Yeah.
I like him. New Hampshire guy, but he's not where I am on most issues. Life.
Yeah.
He's not there.
I only know him for his
dad.
Well, that, but also for his maybe inconsistencies with typical Republican platforms.
Yeah, he's very good on economic issues. Yeah. For New Hampshire, great. He's kind of like Chris Christie. He's probably 85% of the way there. So is that my first choice? Probably not.
Yeah. See, Donald Trump Jr. responded to DeSantis' response.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what'd he say?
He said, so DeSantis thinks the Dems weaponizing the law to indict President Trump is a manufactured circus and isn't a real issue. Pure weakness.
Interesting.
So he took that and
I don't think
when he said manufactured circus, he was saying that against Trump. He was saying that they were manufacturing an indictment. Pure weakness. Now we have
what Trump wanted was to get into a dialogue with DeSantis. Yeah. He's now got it.
He said pure weakness. Now we know why he was silent all weekend, because he's totally owned by Karl Rove, Paul Ryan, and his billionaire donors. 100% controlled opposition.
Listen, I think probably most people listening right now are questioning who's behind him. Right?
Yeah. I mean, no,
I'm not sure that's true.
I think that's true. Okay, who's behind every politician? Again, kind of same thing.
Listen, I've worked for some ones who have been disappointed.
Yeah.
In and out of office.
Yeah.
Because they're people.
Some of them are good people. They're just...
All the ones I were... Listen, even Donald Trump, I would say, to put himself out there, to go through all this.
Yeah.
It's not, you have to be... You have to care.
I would assume 80% of the people who are listening to this voted for Mitt Romney for president.
If they voted, yeah.
If they voted. You know, they weren't voting for Barack Obama, I wouldn't think.
No.
I could be wrong.
No, they weren't voting for... If they voted, they weren't voting for... And they probably voted for George W. Bush twice.
Yeah, and John McCain, most likely, you know?
That was...
Maybe. That one was the hard pill to swallow for, I think,
that ever. One I was like...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like,
let's just... Because he didn't like us already.
Yeah.
He, like, didn't like even...
I may have written someone in on that one. I'm not sure. I do that a lot. I end up not voting for anyone.
I love politics, and I love the nasty part of politics.
I hate it. I hate it so much. I think it's disgusting.
I love welcoming of the season.
I mean,
It's like a...
Like Easter, Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, the rebirth has begun. As okay. I said, the all caps, the porn, the this, the that. Thank God, because I don't want to worry about my bank. which is a huge issue.
I don't know.
You know what people like? A distraction.
Who is MXM News? Mainstream News without mainstream bias, founded by Donald Trump Jr. So the guy who is the head of that just tweeted, the meatball is cooked.
The meatball is...
is Ron DeSantis.
It's an interesting one.
Don't like that one. I don't care. I don't like any of it. I think it's all disgusting.
I know, but if you go back in our history, it's normal. They've all been like that, including Old Hickory.
Okay. If we're going to go back to Andrew Jackson...
No, our history is...
Andrew Jackson's got some stuff that's a little questionable. Yeah, I think that's... I think we've universally said that's true.
We have an adversarial... Our system is set up to be adversarial so that we don't have just one leader, like China and Russia. You're allowed to just say whatever you want about the other guy.
Until one gets put in jail.
Well, this is why this has changed. This is not supposed to be what you do.
Yeah, who was it? Was it Eric Holder or something that tweeted in 2016 that Trump wanted to put his political opponents in jail? Like, this is like, not China? Of course, it's like, no.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And he's Hitler.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that.
Fast and Furious.
If Donald Trump was still president, I would put money.
Which would be a number one hit single if you released it, because somehow that's the iTunes chart somehow is dominated by MAGA.
That's true.
I've questioned people I know in it and said.
I saw Kid Rock's played yesterday. I like.
Because.
With
the giant middle finger? Yeah.
I go, Anna. Anna. That's my wife.
Yeah.
Anna, look. That's Kid Rock. How do you know? I was like, look at the tail. And I was like, this reminded me of what you said when you went to the event.
Uh-huh.
Like, these are the shirts you're like, is that allowed?
you can put a giant middle finger on the side of a plane?
It's pretty. But. We all kind of feel that way a little, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
When they tell you that your bank is falling.
I don't want to feel that way.
And then we got to go to war with Russia, and we got to go to war with China. You're kind of like, eh.
But what were we just saying? Kid Rock, before Kid Rock, I mentioned, who was it? I just mentioned some. Oh, the iTunes charts. If you saw this.
Well, that's why I mentioned Kid Rock, because
so this has happened now.
Be huge.
This has happened now like four times. Now, I don't know why, and I think it may be because people don't buy music.
We have connections to him, but not directly.
Kid Rock?
Like a one step away.
I'm sure I could text someone who could then text him. It's like any professional wrestler. I'm a step away from any.
Yeah,
I'm a step away from the
Rock. He's a national guy, and we're national.
Yeah. It's if you're connected in that world. So, but I noticed that, okay, so I think the first one really
became. He's had a huge rebirth in national team.
But this is what I'm saying. The iTunes charts has become dominated. So number one, so you can go back to John Rich's Progress came out last year, went number one for weeks. And it was a bit of an anomaly. They did a big party for him because it was just like, wow, he's completely independent. Next go round, you have there was the Donald Trump and the January 6th prisoners went number one 2 weeks ago with them singing something. I forget what. It's still like in the top five. Then you had a song called Trump Won and You Know It by
these like rapper guys, right?
No, this is a Christian music singer.
When I say rapper,
one of our representatives would be very mad at me because he also represents her. Hold on.
Wait, what's the song title?
It's called Trump Won and You Know It.
That's true. Let's be honest.
It is weird because it's very dated and they talk about things that.
But how does that get to number one? You know, I think it's because it's an older audience now.
Natasha Owens. Natasha Owens did Trump Won and You Know It. And then today, Tom McDonald and John Rich's End of the World, which is actually, of all of them,
just a Trump song.
It's not just a Trump song. It's
what I just said. This is all driving me nuts.
And it's a really good song.
I put the middle
and it's got a heck of a hook. I like Tom McDonald. Not surprising he goes number one. He's the top independent artist of the last decade. But interesting that has been like consistent all of a sudden. But yeah, I think iTunes
is my age.
If you're buying music,
buy the service.
I don't know. I don't think that's streams.
Oh, these are the 99 cents?
I think these are the people making the 99 cent purchases or $1.23. Right? I think that's right.
It's goddamn
it. And but it's still crazy to see the iTunes charts. Because right now, as we're doing this, Tom McDonald number one. And I think the January 6th protest is like number four. And like between that is the new Taylor album, Flowers by Miley Cyrus, and you know something like that. And so it's like this big gap.
Right, but they can't get to number one usually. I have read about that.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce couldn't get to number one.
But yeah. John beat Beyonce the whole time.
I love it.
It's interesting. It's definitely interesting. I don't even know how you find the iTunes charts anymore. But I see it because people post about it. But my favorite of that, you should watch. You haven't seen End of the World. It's a hilariously bizarre music video where John Rich is like in the clouds and then aliens start abducting and they abduct cows. It's a fun
watch.
I mean,
that was a legitimate discussion happening 3 weeks ago.
The end of the world.
That there were aliens.
Oh. Yeah. We forgot about that. We move on.
Because the banks started failing. And Putin, he's sick. He's dying. He's driving his own car through Ukraine. I mean, right into the war zone. Yeah. No one shot at him.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, why didn't Zelensky shoot at him?
I don't know.
Too scared to...
I mean, that's pretty... That
too provocative?
That's pretty escalating. Then you have an all-out assault on your...
Maybe.
Maybe more than ever.
Or maybe you have a domestic civil war in Russia.
Okay. True.
Because what happens when the strongman falls? It's just interesting to me. People are pointing out, how did he just waltz into a war zone?
Russia's controlled area of Ukraine. This
it is.
Yeah, so make sure that's the territory they've claimed.
But is it active?
Is it? I don't know enough about it.
I mean, he went as close as you could get to the front line. Like, Biden going to Kyiv is not anywhere like this.
No.
This is going into this is where the maternity ward was blown up.
Gotcha.
This is where the apartment buildings were flattened with people in them.
So, but I'm saying is this is the area Russia won. So for him to go through.
This is the area they did win.
Yeah. It's a little different.
Yeah, and he was touring. It was interesting because it's propaganda. I mean, it's propaganda, obviously. It's propaganda when Biden goes there. I don't use that term to mean communist propaganda, all of it. But when Putin went into the apartment building that they had rebuilt, the ceiling was falling in.
Oh, God.
So they're good at what they do, but we give them way too much credit.
Russia?
For being great at all that stuff. They're not that great. They're still very Eastern European.
Yeah.
But then I saw a Zelensky statement that was translated to English, and I was like, we don't use that. We just don't use those kind of words to even talk about our enemies.
No.
He's like, we have to, eradicate. We don't use words like that about people groups.
Yeah. Even in the Letterman thing, I felt like there was a total disconnect in the conversation they were having.
The way he talks.
Yeah. Even though it was just translated.
He speaks enough English.
He spoke a little English in it, but he just said to have a full-fledged
back-and-forth
conversation, not like me reading a speech.
Like, I think they're not Western.
Yeah.
You have to remember that.
Yeah.
They didn't. I mean, a lot of us immigrated from obviously our last name is those, but we are Western. Yeah. We've been taught you don't say eradicate about entire groups of people.
Yeah. And that's the right thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a tough world. Yeah. What do you think about the banks? Did you pull your money out?
I did not take money out.
Because they won't give it to you.
I mean, I know how to take money out.
No, but if you try to take all of your money out at one day.
Oh, no, I know that'd be a problem.
They'll push you. They don't have it at the bank.
Yeah, no. That's not how it works.
Which I kind of get that my local bank.
You know what I don't understand?
Like a bank robbery, you know?
Yeah. They have this sign.
They always showed that in TV, though. The bank robbers go in, they get bags of cash, but then you find out there's no cash there.
I mean, there's enough there. I think we would be like.
There's some petty cash.
I mean, you can get $1,000 out of an ATM.
It's not the Joker.
No, it's more like, I could.
You know the Joker going into Manhattan? And Batman showing up and Bane is there?
Well, that was a comic book, Jordan. I don't know if you know this.
Yes, but we've always showed banks as this big vault. And they do have the vault.
They do.
What is in the vaults?
Nothing.
Yeah. Dust.
The emperor has no clothes.
Yeah, just the sword. From Harry Potter, that
the good news is
goblins have.
Mark Zuckerberg will have all his money because of you.
Yeah.
Okay, because we'll be bailing him out. No, but I did.
For your banking fees.
Jordan, I missed it. I had something on the tip of my tongue. We're talking about, you mentioned the banks. Oh, I said at Publix. This is just a grievance. At Publix, they have a sign to just deter robbers like the Joker. And it says that the management does not have access to the vault outside of business hours.
Oh.
Which is like,
but during 9 to 5.
So what you're asking me is to like, I need to not break in after closing. I mean, this is like an odd way of putting it here.
So if you're willing to go daytime,
yeah,
take that risk.
Yeah, go at 6 a.m. Yeah, when they're just opening up to the elderly folk.
They've got the
keys. I mean, I don't know. It was an odd way of putting it because it was like, you're giving, how about just they don't, how about lie to me? How about lie to Publix and just say,
why do they have to be
our
so
managers?
Honest?
Don't have access to a vault here. How about that? Just
yeah, I mean, the first thing they all put up was like, we don't have oxycodone here. Every pharmacy I go to has that sign.
Yeah.
Don't even try because we don't have it.
Yeah.
And they're lying about it. They do have it, but they have it behind like 15 also layers.
Yeah.
Because they were getting robbed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where you go, but where I cause I am in the city, it's all got all the pharmacies have the bulletproof
glass
screen.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah. Now some of it they added during COVID, but they didn't take that.
It's bulletproof. You sure that's not just COVID proof?
No, no. Where I go?
Okay, Jordan. I don't know. Maybe you should get a new pharmacy. My pharmacist.
No, it's a good. That's normal.
My pharmacist wants to shake my hand. I don't know. It's a little too personal. he always offers
counseling.
You go
off the street to the Publix. There actually isn't one.
You know, there's a box now that also says the Publix says, "Do you?" It doesn't. The first one isn't. Did you deny counseling? Did you accept counseling? And I always click that I did. And then they're like, do you have questions? I'm like,
oh, no.
No. I'm like, I just was trying to get through this.
You can't ever say it. At this point, I've picked this up 20 times.
Yeah, I know. I know
you and you know me. And
we know how this works.
Yeah.
You've said, ask for the girl with purple hair. And I say, okay.
That's what I said.
Well, I don't want to get too detailed. But yes, she's great. The girl with the purple hair. Because... my son is, or my children have specific medications, and if there's a whole process with coupons, and it's a pain, and she knows how to process it correctly.
You got to get the coupons.
God, it's a racket.
Pharmaceuticals?
Yeah. If you'd have heard this.
Yes.
Big Pharma.
Not the greatest. I mean, necessary.
The greatest in terms of.
It's some ways good.
Oh, yeah.
Some ways.
Like everything. Like Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. At some points, good.
It's like legal weed. Oh. We were saying.
Yeah, we were talking about that. That is. We should talk about that on another show because that could be a whole other show, and I don't know if we should open up the door. Just like I haven't even talked about my zoo creatures. Maybe we need to save all this.
You told people you went to a zoo where you can pay to do anything you want.
We'll end with this.
That's a little scary because a lot of our people are like hunters and things.
I don't think you can kill it. We'll end with this then before we wrap up. Yeah, I went to.
Could you take it home if you want to?
As you know, I go to things like Gatorland.
Yeah, those are not the traditional zoos.
I know. Yes, I mean I like a traditional zoo. Nashville has one of the prettiest zoos in the country, the Nashville Zoo. I once saw Jack Hanna. He said
touching stuff there is
that's
very
not
limited.
Happening unless you're like just very rarely,
limited
like small creatures, and maybe you can hold a snake. Maybe, probably not. Now down at Zoo World. Which is, like you said, it's right off. I mean, there's.
More like going to the lion park in Zimbabwe.
There is a giraffe and a lion, you got to think, off of Back Beach Road in Panama City Beach, Florida. Like across from the go karts, there's a full blown lion. I mean, that's the craziest part. Not just like of small farm animals. Now, that is a lot of it. They got a petting zoo of goats. My son visits the same goat. He knows which one it is. And every year he has gone back and seen this goat and we've watched it grow up. It's actually been pretty cool. So there's stuff like that. There is a giraffe that has a skin problem, and it says like this skin problem is not our fault. Don't blame us. We're rehabbing him.
Oh, okay.
But he looks better now. But it looked the first time.
I get you too. If like, you had the food, the tongue comes out.
So at Zoo World, you can pay for experiences, animal encounters. Of course, I did. I paid for two. I paid for a tapir or a tapir experience.
What is that?
It's like the size of a horse.
Oh, God.
But with an anteater's face.
That's big.
A tusk.
That's
kind
of
frightening. You get in a cage with it, but they put you in like a cage beyond the normal people, and it would come up and stick its head through.
The size of a horse?
It's about a horse size. Yeah, maybe a pony. Maybe
okay, but still, it's strong. It's big.
Large. Very large. My son loves them. He's kind of been obsessed with them. And they have sort of a moose.
It's definitely
look.
Dangerous, as Alan said. Yeah, yes.
They don't let you in with it because they said, though he is like a big dog, that
he's a huge dog.
Gallops and things. And if just like any animal, if you make them mad, it could be bad. They also spray. And they have a big sign about that. Now, they said it only has happened to one person, and that was the owner of the zoo. And he made them put the sign there. It's never happened since the first day that he was there. But they had also he had a friend who was a capybara. They had taken that capybara and moved him to New Orleans. And because of that, you couldn't get the tapir experience. So I asked them, I go, I would like this. And they're like, well, we don't offer it anymore. And I'm like, well, you did offer it. And they're like, all right, let's see what we can do. So then a zookeeper approved it. So we got an off-menu tapir experience. They give you a wristband. They just wrote on it, tapir experience. And the woman was like, yeah, no one's visited him in a few weeks. I was like, oh, this poor animal. Like, he fell for him because he was just sitting there like, please give me a lettuce. So we fed him. And then we had the capybara experience.
That's a frightening animal I just pulled up. That's a nightmare.
The tapir? They're pretty cool.
In the daytime, maybe not a nightmare. In the nighttime?
You wouldn't want to mess with it.
No, that nose? What is that?
The nose is real weird. It's got kind of tusk teeth.
Yeah, big teeth.
My son loves them. So
he's I didn't even know these existed. I've been to like Africa many times and seen, but maybe there they're still.
Yeah, they do kind of have like a human teeth, but like in a weird.
Are these genetically modified animals?
But they kind of have an elephant trunk, and they move around like that. They're really cool creatures.
They move like an elephant.
The trunk does. The like trunk can move independently.
And then you got to play with a big rat.
Yeah, and then we got to play with the capybara,
which you said constantly bites. So you're paying to be nibbled on by largest rodent that exists.
So a capybara, we were the baby capybara, which is only 6 weeks old.
Which is still pretty decent size.
Yeah, it's the size of like a medium dog, I'd say, or a small medium dog. Like I was kind of shocked at how big it was at 6 weeks old. Named Coconut, and they're like, now before you get in there, it is a rodent, so it continually nibbles. So what you have to do is, unlike you're usually with an animal, a wild animal or a zoo animal or something like that, you're very protective. You have to kind of keep your distance, and you have to like almost they're in charge. That's not how it is with capybara. They're just like, push the thing. If it starts nibbling, push its face like a dog. Like if a dog's coming to lick you and you push away a dog,
yeah,
like just do that. And I did. But like it was obsessed with my shoelaces, those kind of things.
Oh,
like
that's
kind of like that. And then,
I finally just want to kick the thing. Get off.
It was like going in my pockets. It was crawling all over my family. and they are cute.
But it moves like a giant. It's like a rodent.
It moves like a giant guinea pig.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like. A big guinea pig. And the big ones, its mama and daddy, who we also got to see, who live on this island in there, are...
Island.
They have an island of them. Like, it's in the middle of a water thing. Isn't capybara means water pig?
You don't get to play with them.
I can't. No. There's no way. I'm going to say, what is the size? They are so
People
much bigger than
pets.
I thought. I mean, psychopaths, yes. There are 20. They're 150 pounds. The big ones.
Oh,
they're big.
Yeah.
They're like a huge dog.
But they
look like a giant rat. So this is a giant 150 pound rat.
Frightening.
They're pretty. They're pretty wild. And
they're
hoping. That's kind of what they look like. They're hoping they can leash train this one and just walk him around. Coconut, walk him around the park. So they said some people do. The people who domesticate them do have them.
And what do you do with, say, 150 pounds? You still, I guess we do that with dogs.
That dog's big. I asked her, so at home, the zookeepers there, which is actually a pretty cool part of the job, get to take home the animals at night, the baby ones that are still have to bottle feed.
Oh, I think they do some of that.
They do it here. They do that all. So she says the capybara, and Amanda's like, oh, do you keep it like in a crate? She's like, no, it just hangs out. I got four wiener dogs, and it just hangs out.
That's a end quote.
Of course they said that.
End quote.
Is that a direct quote?
Yes, 100%.
And it's like, and they treat each other like another dog and
totally
run around,
and
she has to bottle feed it at night, like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, so it's still a baby. It's not going to eat the dogs yet.
No. It's not that big, but it does nibble. And she had a chunk.
Vegetables?
She had a chunk taken out of her hair. And she's like, that happened yesterday. She's like, I did go into the side and cry, if I'll be honest.
Like, how big of a chunk?
I mean,
noticeable?
Chunk, yes. There was like you had taken a scissor and just gone, chunk. Yeah, they're big. They're big things. Allie showed us to us.
Oh, God. Nightmares.
But these are things my kids are obsessed with. And
yeah, you can't do this.
My kids love animals like that. Oh, and that's one of 1,000. Now they're going to charge you a lot of money. Way more than I thought.
Oh, they did you not work that out previously?
I just didn't do the math. And when I got the bill from Zoo World, I was a little
individually charged.
Here's what I found out is, before us, there was just a 5-year-old in the pen with the capybara.
Because
the parents just bought one.
Ah.
Let him go do it, and they watched from the outside.
I don't know if I'd like that.
Same thing. Now, obviously, there was the zookeeper person in there with him. Okay. But I did think the whole time, like, yeah, that's a bit much. Like, how about one of you goes in there with him? But capybaras have become big on TikTok and Instagram.
You see them.
You see them a lot. And they
I didn't realize they got that big.
I didn't either.
They don't look like that on the Instagram.
When you see them, they are enormous.
So not like the big bunnies. That's what I thought they were like.
Well, kind of like the Flemish Giants. They're huge, yeah.
But I don't think they're 150 pounds.
No, I don't think so. They're a lot. They're more fur.
So are you going to have one at your house?
No. Your kids would love it. Unfortunately, I don't
think... walks around with your wiener dogs.
Yeah, they're 4.5 feet long.
If it could take a chunk out of your hair, it could take a chunk out of your face. Right?
Yeah. Tiny,
but
though.
But it's more
it's
like...
tiny mouth, kind of.
It wants to pull on the string.
Yeah, it nibbles.
Did it nibble you? Like your skin?
It would get up at the girls and like the kids, it would kind of be nibbly. It would nibble on your pockets.
Decent feel, like a ow?
I didn't have that, no.
Okay.
It was pretty, it's pretty rough feeling. It kind of feels like a coconut. Kind of like a rodent.
Oh, it has that hair.
It's not like a... It's not soft.
I mean, it's a wild animal.
Yeah, and they said,
where are they from? I don't know. I feel like South America, maybe.
I think that's right. And they said, but
or they have just become. Knew. I feel like they didn't. They weren't anywhere that we.
The best part about this is, she said, however, they have become invasive species in the Orlando area because a couple dropped off their pair of capybaras that they could not handle anymore.
And they're now, like, rodents.
In Orlando, there is an area where there are 45 to 50 capybaras just running wild, and Orlando's not really sure what to do with it yet. So if you're looking to pick one up, that's probably a good place to go.
We also live in a state where exotics are legal.
Yeah, so we could go grab one. I wonder if they would have a problem with it.
Like we said, you got to use that term.
Oh, yeah. The exotics are everywhere.
That's really what these zoo places. This is,
well,
like,
honestly, Zoo World, I'll give it an A+. It was super clean, yeah,
it's
super
not
nice.
Tiger King. It's not Tiger King.
No, I don't want people to actually
not
walk
Tiger
away.
King.
I
it's
love
more
it
like
there.
Gator. It's people love the animals.
There. Yeah, it's more like a just a small zoo. The lion, I'm a little concerned about. That's the only ones. When there is a giant maned lion of Africa, and you look at it, and it's in sort of just it was in a good size enclosure.
I did that in Zimbabwe. You could be with the lions.
But that's where they're supposed to be.
No, I mean, you get to go in and grab a picture holding a 100-pound baby.
I know, I've seen pictures.
A baby, not a baby, but I went back the second time. The baby got bigger. You could still go in with it if you paid enough.
I also understand.
And it was scary. It was a little scary because this thing looks at you like, should I?
Yeah, I could. I could end this. What I like about that, though, and not
crocodile
what I like about it.
The size. I've never seen a crocodile.
What I more understand about it, maybe with the lines of that, is
it's probably already here. And
there
taking,
are people. No, I'm saying in there. Is those are people trying to.
Maybe rescue them from a person.
Yeah, and then also trying to make a living in some ways in Africa.
Oh, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and trying to keep them alive because they'll be poached.
Yeah. And they talk about that a lot, that a lot of these are being poached. The tapirs are highly poachable.
Zimbabwe, you drive through, right? So you get to drive through and the lions just walk around. There is a zoo part, but then there's the open area for the lions. And they tell you, like, you open your door, you die. Because the big lions are not like the babies. The babies could still kill you, but you have a chance if they decided.
Yeah, if you had to fight a baby lion,
it's going to maim. You're maimed.
Oh, yeah.
But you could survive. The big one, they tell you, you open your door, we're not going to shoot it. They say that, too.
It's your fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. And Australians, always.
And looking at the lion,
they always have issues with Australians. They'll always tell you a story about an Australian in Zimbabwe who gets out of their car. Yeah.
They're just mad about Hillsong, and they're going to just take it out on this lion. They're mad at the Houston family, and they're like, I'm going to take it out on this lion.
Because they're wild, Australians.
They're always going after them.
They think everything is, you know, that's fine, because they live in a very dangerous world already.
Yeah, where everything else just
kills you.
Yeah, if it touches you.
Yeah.
What a hopeful way to end. All right. Check out Zoo World next time you're in Panama City Beach, Florida. PCB, baby. Next time you're on maybe you're going to a Christian camp. Something like that. I saw one of my friends.
Going to Miami for spring break?
I don't think he's one of my friends, but it's someone I know. I feel weird using the word friend. His name's Cassio. And he was on the Rick and Bubba show. Now he's a friend of ours, podcaster.
That's his original name.
It's not. He's a stand-up comedian in Huntsville. And he's like, I at one point thought the wildest thing I'd ever do in life was going to a church camp in Panama City Beach, Florida. So,
yeah. Does that still happen?
I don't know. But they used to be like full-on buildings.
You're not heading to the South Beach?
I'm not.
It's a bad rap because they say it's like all of my – it is four blocks in Miami that are like this. I just want to – I'm just saying that I live there. There's a wild area of Miami, obviously.
Of course.
It's – when they show this on TV, by the way, that happens there almost every night.
I know. That's – the crime is
very high.
Because it's a big city.
Medium to petty crime.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that side of the beach. But if you notice, they didn't say, like, all of Miami Beach. It's south. It's that little area. Yeah.
The area that I drive through, I was like, I don't think this is for me. You go to other areas of Miami.
You take a turn there, you get trouble.
Yeah. And then there's areas of Miami that I think are beautiful. I love it there.
Yeah, it gets a rap, but, like, why does everybody want to live there? Because
it gets
paradise.
A rap. It's also known for songs. Raps for raps.
Yeah, Pitbull.
Yeah, Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide.
Will Smith.
True.
South Beach, bring in the heat. Swayze.
Birdcage. The Birdcage.
The Birdcage.
It's a classic.
Is that in Miami? I guess it is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Miami.
Kelsey Grammer. He did on Broadway. Saw Jesus Revolution, too. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that next time. Biggest Lionsgate film of all time, I think. So, not to be said.
biggest ever.
It's like 60 million or something like that already in box office. Bigger than The Fablemans, bigger than almost every other Oscar winner box office.
Except for Top Gun.
Except for Top Gun. Yeah, and Avatar. All right, let's wrap up. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.